Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be able to be on this line. Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to receive this right now word, oh Father. We thank you for the seeds of this word falling into good ground and catching root and growing, oh Father. And Lord, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that will try to steal from the word in Jesus' name. We thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evenings. Our Wednesday night prayer line is 916-588-9688, and that always begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live by calling in on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can also be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. They can also be written into our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, which is the second Sunday in October, October 8th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and we will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a quick reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with the email address, which once again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please try to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. My testimony is that we had a shut-in on Saturday, the last to Sunday, and I just want to give all God all glory and all praise. This was really quite different. It was very intimate, and he definitely showed up. He gave me a lot of revelations, and which has never ever happened to me before in a shut-in. So I thank God just for the time that we had with him, because it was just you and I, Pastor. So anyway, I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
This is Sister Tamara.
This is Sister Cindy. I just want to, me and my husband, Daryl, we just want to thank God for being one of the ones that you prayed for, and you called us and you gave us a word on the phone, and it was just so powerful. We could feel it coming through the phone lines. And I just want to praise God for all the things that he's going to do for us and the protection that you prayed over my family. And, we just want to give thanks to God for his word.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, this is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for having a pastor who is obedient to God's word and listens to God day in and day out and just is on fire for God and allow God to use her to cause have the shut-in expeditiously. So I thank God for that word, because on last night, I've been going to the gym, and last night a couple of my clients canceled on my Monday night job, my second job. And so I said, oh, I have enough time, you know, to go to the gym. And so I was like, yeah, but then my Walmart pickup called. I just got so distracted. Everything was distracting me. But I was like, okay, I need the rest anyway. So later, I didn't go to the gym. And then this morning on the TV, I don't know if many of you heard, here in Atwater, at my gym, there was a shooting where two people were killed in their car. At the gym that I go to. And so I just thank the Lord for protection that I'm sure Pastor Smith prayed over all of us that are connected with this line. And I just thank God for her obedience and that protection. And I just thank God for the hedge of protection he has on all of us, and specifically over me and my family. And I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I have a testimony. This is Jerome. Pastor, you prayed for me the other week about my route, and God is good. It's like right after you prayed the prayer, one of the coworkers came up to me, and they was like, you know, I'm gonna take your route. And so I just continue to thank God, trust and believe the word that went forth. And even in spite of them telling me that to my face, I was still nice to them, still was polite to them, still kind to them. So the bid happened on Friday. The person wind up taking another route, but they took my bus instead. And so even through that, still was kind to them, still was nice to them. And it was like over the weekend, just like a spirit of conviction just overtook them. Yesterday, Monday morning, got out another bus. This person walked up to me, and they said, you know what? I want to give you your bus back. I told him, thank you, and I just began to praise God and thank him after it, because I know that God did it. And I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to go out of character. Just let God be God, and I got my route according to the prayer that was prayed. So I just want to thank God for that, and I thank you for your prayer, Pastor Smith.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Cece. So the night you guys had to shut in, I was planning on fasting, and I totally spaced. And that night, I had a dream about discernment, about my mother and my sister not being able to discern things. And I was trying to tell them that there was something to be discerned with this person that they were dealing with. And it woke me up out of my dream, because it got so serious that it was life-threatening. And I woke up out of my dream. I was crying. I started praying. And then earlier that day, I was actually in the Word, but I forgot to fast. And I read Matthew 13, and in there's a whole bunch about discerning. And then I had that dream, and then Sunday, when I woke up and was crying and praying, I fasted for 25 hours. While doing so, I was listening to sermons on YouTube, and the sermons God led me to were about discernment. And I learned so much. It made more sense to everything that he was trying to tell me in the dream and in what I read that day. So I just want to, like, thank God for opening my eyes and helping me to learn and giving me a pastor that makes me want to learn, makes me want to hear more, makes me want to get closer to God, who follows God and gives me an example to do so. And ever since then, I've had a different outlook on life. I've been happier. I don't feel depressed. I don't even feel like I need to take my medication that they have prescribed me, because I just feel like they're no longer necessary. Like that peace in me that was missing, I finally found, and that peace was Jesus. So I just want to thank God, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank the church for being there and being what I need, and also giving me a spiritual sister / mother in Christ from the church. So thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that this word would ignite your people worldwide. For this is the Word of God for all that's connected to the body. And I believe, God, that your word will go forth and you will anoint it because it is your word by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2, and Romans 4, verses 20 to 21. This word is a word, as the testimonies went forth, that so many people need help from God right now. And that's why the Lord called that time to be alone with God. There's a time that we must get along with God and close out everything. And there's some people never, ever does that in their whole walk with God. And they're like plastic saints. They're like saints that won't change, and just like I call them credit card saints, they plaster saints, installment plans, living from paycheck to paycheck, loans and lien, all kinds of things. It's counterfeit. And like you see a plastic flower, artificial flower, sometimes it looks so real until you touch it. And you see that it's fake and it's false. But a real saint going to be flexible. And there comes a time when there is an emergency, when you need help from God right now, at that very moment. And many times we search out and go to many places and many people and many things. And it let us down because they're not the one that's going to provide. This is remind us that God is the one that makes provision on this journey of life. This is a life journey, not temporary, we're not credit card saints, just using a debit card or a card, because sometimes that card is insufficient. Don't have anything on it, or you max out that credit card. We need God to make provision for us at all times. And there comes an urgency. If you don't never have an urgency to close off from God, from everything, something is wrong with that picture. Because there comes a time and everyone's life, you will need help from God right now. That means things, you're going to be under pressure. You're going to need God to protect you. You're going to need God to give you favors, to go into places to accommodate you, to sell things for you, to give you benefit. God moves so powerful in that shut-in. Like St. Penny said, it was the two of us. And God just anointed Penny when she was upright. She stayed and she never slumbered. And it was just beautiful just to see that, how God has anointed her. And she was alert. And saints, this is for real. Within 24 hours, she received a verdict about her case. In 24 hours, a judgment came forth in her favor. 24 hours later, because she had need of help right then and there. And it was time for God to accommodate her. And there are so many saints worldwide need God to accommodate them. But there are plastic saints. They won't adapt to change. They're not flexible. They're on an installment plan. an installment plan don't work, not in this hour we're in, because there's a wave of storms awaiting. It's a wave of storms. Now, some people that won't receive this, but God showed it to me in that shedding. It's a wave of storms. And you're going to need God. You need the Holy Spirit to make provision for you. And provision means a foundation that God has under control. No matter what's going on with the storms, it's outlined by God, and God is your enforcement. That's what provision is. And so, we had an encounter with God. It was a meeting with God because we had need of help. Psalms 121, 1 and 2, please.
And it reads, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
That's what happened in that shut-in. We had need of help. We had need of God accommodating, God giving favors, God to bless, God to break things that was constantly going on and on. There's some things going on and on in people's lives that they'll never, ever, ever in life get along with God and have a shit in. Never, ever. And the things gonna go on and on and on. Because when you get along with God, God goes in a place that you cannot go and do and set up a foundation. He outlines some things for you that you in your natural or nobody else can do for you. He goes into a place and make provision for you all the way throughout your journey. You can't do it because you don't know how to do it. But God is the one that does that. He organizes, he oversees, he brings things under control. He sets up a foundation. But a plaster sink is not going to be flexible because they want to sleep or do whatever they want to do. They don't want to sacrifice. They want to use the installment plan. I do it later, I pay it later, whatever. For real, that's not working the hour we're living in now. Because the installment plan doesn't work. The loan plan doesn't work. Living from paycheck to paycheck doesn't work. God has a plan for your life. I'm talking about a long set-up plan by himself that's full of his foundation that he has prepared and organized for you, and he has total control. But if you never, ever get along with him for him to reveal to you, you'll never know. But God wants you to know tonight, I'm your help on your journey. But so many people are so foggy in that. And what God does, when you begin to seek him, he's going to begin to give you revelation and reveal to you the plans of Satan against you. And he's going to begin to let you know what my plans are for you. But you have to get along with God. You have to put some things aside. Close yourself off from everything so you can hear God. And when you do that, this is what happened. Romans 4:20-21, please.
It reads, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had an encounter with God. They got along with God. They had a meeting with God. And what happened? God invaded their spirit. God occupied. God entered in and dwelled with them. God consumed them. God filled them. When you get along with God, there's going to be an encounter. God's going to invade you. God's going to dwell with you. God's going to fill you. He's going to reveal to you. He's going to enter in and occupy you. And he's going to speak to you. That's what he did, because they all got along with God. And all for God to show them the provision that he made for their whole life, their whole journey. He had a plan set up for them, but they had to get along with God. He had a plan that he prepared for them and them alone, and it was organized by God. He was the overseer of it. He was in control of it, and he was the enforcer. Anything that came against them, the Lord God was the enforcer. He was the overseer. He was in control because it was his plan. It was organized by God. All they had to do was get along with God. So many people are missing out. Because they're living what? On the installment plan. Paycheck to paycheck. The plastic card way. Plastic saints. It's not real saints to God. This is for real what I'm telling you tonight. There's going to come a time in your life and all of the people of God's life, because we're in perilous time. And you may not believe it, but God spoke it to me. I believe him, because he always gives us a warning before destruction. He says a wind of storms coming. But I'm the one that makes the provision for my people. So what am I saying tonight? He shall protect. He shall provide. Why? When you get along with God, the Spirit of God will invade you. You will have an encounter with God. Because why? You're meeting with God. He goes in and invades your spirit. He began to occupy you. He began to inhabit you. He consumes you. And that's what he did for Abraham. He made a promise to Abraham when Abraham, what? Closed himself off from everything. He had a meeting with God. And difficult came. It didn't deter him from the promise, from the provision that God had spoke that he was going to do for this man. Because he knew that God could do it. He did not doubt. God filled him with the power to believe. Abraham was just a man, but God filled him with the power to believe because he invaded the man. He occupied the man. He filled him with the faith to believe because he had an encounter with him. And what Abraham came into a place, he was, the word of God said in 21st verse, he was absolutely sure that God would be able to do what he had promised. That's what happens when you have an encounter with God. When the Spirit of God invades your spirit, when the Spirit of God occupies you, it's not about your list. It's not about what you want. It's all about the will of God and how God will speak to you that in this hour you need me all the time. You need me on this journey to complete the life cycle of your life, and I am the only one can help you. And every place you go seeking out for help, that is going to let you down because I'm your provider. I don't ever take a break. I don't tell you call me back. I'm with you all the time. And so when God makes provision, a foundation is set up just for you and you only. The preparation is made by God. Why? Because he's in control of everything. Why? Because he's a creator. He has power to enforce everything that would try to come against you when the difficult come, and they shall come. But God wants you to know tonight when those things come and you need help right now because you are seeking God, because you are meeting with God, because you are taking time to close everything off, there comes a time you got to close everything off, and it has to be just you and your God. It has to be you and your God. You have to close everything out, shut the door to everything and everybody. You have to get along with God, and that's a meeting with you and with your God about your life. Can't nobody do that for you but you. The Bible says save yourself. Nobody can save you but God. No one can save you but the Lord Jesus. And it comes a time in your life that you're going to wish that you had closed off with God, that you had gotten into a place that you let everything go and say, this is my time to meet with God. This is my time for God to reveal His will for my life, because I need help. It's sometimes in your life things are so clouded, things are so backed up, things are going so wrong. Only the Lord can help you. People can't help you, especially in the time we're living in now. When you begin to complain and talk about what you're going through, people get busy and say, I have to go. Because they don't want to hear it. They have their own problem. But God never take a break. When you need help, God is there. When you need favors, God is there. When you need a break, God is there. When you need to be guided, God will lead. When things need to be improved, God will bring the improvement. When the enemy comes to afflict you, God will heal you. Why? Because this is a lifetime journey. This is not a credit card journey. This is a lifetime journey. I refuse to be a credit card saint, living on the installment plan. You should want the provision and the plan of God in your life now as never before. Something that God has prepared for you that nobody can come against. When they try to, Spirit of God comes in because he's the overseer. He brings enforcement. Why? Because it's his plan for your life. And nothing by enemy can stop it. Nothing. Within 24 hours. Because God had revealed that about Penny when she first came into the ministry. The thing that God told her is over with now, that he was going to do for her. All the difficulties she had to go through, it's settled now, thanks to God. She got the benefits now, thanks to God. She got the support. God accommodated her, even though that was been difficult times. God brought a verdict. It was favors for her for the rest of her life. What am I saying? There are so many people that need this word right now in the times we're living in. But they're searching for help in the wrong place. And what happened? It's a letdown. But when we have a meeting with God, we're at the right place, at the right time, it happens. God accommodates us. He does it expediently. He turns things around and brings improvement. He guides us and gives us instruction and direction. He protect us through all of it because the enemy, he's a roaring lion. He's out there trying to destroy. He protects us from the devourer. He goes into that place and secure those resources that we have need of on this journey. This is so real, saints of God. There's so much going on. Pray for the migrants, the sick and diseased. Pray for the homeless, unhoused on the streets, unhoused, homeless. Economy's out of control. Gas prices are high. Food prices are high. Housing out of control. And many people don't understand what they think they have full-time job. It's really temporary because they know they're going to get rid of you. Do you not know tonight that you need God to make provision for you on this journey? You need God. You don't need to be in a place where you're a credit card saint on an installment plan. You need God to make provision for you, something that he has organized. It's a foundation. He's under control of it because he's the overseer. And this is for real. This is not fake. This is the word of God. And that's what God did for us in that meeting, that encounter. Came in, he spoke, and he moved fast. And he gave us word because he loved us so much. That's what kind of God we have, a God that will not let us down. He don't take a break. He's with us completely on our journey. Even when the desire is watching, trying to devour, the Spirit of God come in and help us and protect us. Why? Because he loves his people. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the saints worldwide. Because we're in a time, God, a time that's perilous. I pray for the migrants. I pray for those, God, that disease and homeless on the street, the unhoused. I pray for those, God, that can't even pay for housing, working from paycheck to paycheck just to try to make their basic, pay for their basic. I pray for the countries, God, that's in uproars and the wars. I pray for all these things, God, that's out of control. These storms, there's everywhere storms, God. And I ask in the name of Jesus, these waves of storms, God, that the Spirit of the Lord have your saints, God, to desire to get along with you, God. To seek you at a time they can find you, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, God, will let their mind come in a place of change, God, where they become flexible, God. There are so many people that's not flexible in this hour. They're set in a regiment. They're set in a mood, but they refuse to change. They're set in thinking that God have to do this and that. God don't have to do anything. He's not, I have mercy on who I desire to have mercy on, who I will to have mercy on. He's not rain on the just like I do the unjust. He's God. We can't control him. He's the creator. And God, I thank you. We have no special privilege, but there are people that think they have special privilege. But this is our God. But the Spirit of God is correcting the church. It's chastisement in the church. Because you're a God of righteousness. You're a God of holiness. And God, you're full and sick and tired of the fake church. The church that's fake, God. The counterfeit church. The fake church. The false church. That's not real. With no power. The credit card sinks, living on an installment plan. But we know, God, that you have a people that's chasing after you, God. A people, God, that's meeting with you. And God, when they meet with you, there's an encounter with God, and you invade their spirit. You consume them and you occupy, and you speak to them, God, because you make preparation for their journey. That's what you did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You made preparation for their journey because it was your plan, because they were seekers after God, and they always met with God and prepared an altar before God. It's so simple. It's not hard to comprehend. Minister to your people worldwide. Supply their need. Every door they have need of, God, in Jesus' name. It's something about seeking you, God, and being obedient to you, O Father. You open doors and you provide. Father, I thank you for opening doors worldwide, coming against the spirit of infirmity, affliction, and sickness and disease worldwide. Going to those underground churches, go, God, and anointing them and supplying their needs. Father, I thank you for blessing the immigrants, God, just sleeping on the streets. Supply their needs because they are your people, God. Supply their needs in Jesus' name. I thank you for blessing the people, the unhoused in America, God, especially in California, God. Oh, God, have mercy on the unhoused, the mental disturbed in Jesus' name. Father, those aged in convalescent homes that families have just dropped them off. Send on help in the name of Jesus. Remember the age in Jesus' name. Father, those who have been diagnosed with disease that doctor says there's no remedy. You are the great physician. You are the healer, God. Go into that place, God, and reverse diagnosis because you are the balm of Gilead, the healing balm. I thank you for the healing balm to go to those places, God. The diagnosis, God, has been so critical that there's no solution. But you're the answer because you're the great physician. I thank you for ministering to the needs tonight in Jesus' name. The people live from paycheck to paycheck, God. Bring an enlargement in their lives, God. Supply their needs in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for activating miracles, God. Miracles is acts of God that no one can explain. Somebody need a miracle tonight. Sister Dolores, if you're on the phone tonight, on the line tonight, place your hand on your head. Father, minister to Sister Dolores tonight. Come against anything that desire to ease upon her, God. The Lord rebuke it in Jesus' name. Keep her healthy, well, and sound in the name of Jesus. Come against anything that would desire to come against her, God. That the Spirit of God rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God keep her sound, well, and healthy in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God flush out infirmity in her dwelling, Jesus. Let the healing virtues of Jesus occupy that dwelling in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for the miracle hands of God. We need an encounter with you as never before. Invade those, God, that's meeting with you. Invade them, God. Occupy them, oh God. Fill them, oh God. And reveal your plan by faith to them concerning their life journey. And God, I thank you for doing it by faith. In the name of Jesus, we'll be online tomorrow. 8 p.m. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen.